Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment three of God Invention Radio with Ron Papil. Just a couple quick announcements. Of course, we'd like to thank some of our sponsors, Patent Strategies, China to West, Inventor's Digest Magazine, Carter DeLuca, Farrell and Schmidt. Thank you for your support. So we're on the line with Ron Papil, and some of his products include the Chop-O-Matic, Mr. Microphone, which was the first karaoke machine, the Papil Pocket.
Hey, good looking. I'll be back to pick you up later.
Oh, yeah? the Pocket, the Papil Pocket Fisherman, the Vegematic, the Buttoneer, the Smokeless Ashtray. There's so many of them. How many are there, Ron?
I didn't count them.
I'm taking some of the emails that are coming in, and I'm kind of condensing them into one main question. So, just like you were saying also in the last segment, if you do have a product that you feel is mass appeal, and let's say, Ron, you saw a product that somebody came to you with that had that mass appeal idea, what would you do, or what would you tell them to do?
I would try to, if I really thought it had great potential, I would try to help them.
Okay.
I try to, if I really see something that someone else has, I will not, no matter how good their product is, I will not make an infomercial, I will not make an infomercial or an advertisement for anyone other than for my own products. And so that's my position. I can afford to take that position. But you have to deliver the promise. It's one thing, it's not easy, as you said earlier, it's not easy to invent a product. It's a whole process. But there's a science and a formula that I use before I move ahead to spend, in this past one, 9.5 years and a couple million dollars in it to where it is today. But it will, it does perform. Whether it'll sell well, that's something else.
We'll see. Let's say they come to you or they don't come to you. Let's say when you come up with an idea, I mean, you have a streamline of way to bring, even though this last one took you nine and a half years and a few million dollars, let's say you're talking to an inventor on a shoestring budget that has a great idea. What kind of advice can you give them?
Well, you know, every product is different. It's if someone came to me with the kind of product that I'm currently inventing, I would say to them, well, you know, you're dealing with hot oil. There's a lot of safety issues. And so it's not just solving a problem. You have to deal with safety. And Jesus, I don't know how much time I've spent making this product very, very safe. When you drop food in this machine, the lid falls down on it, so it prevents food from splashing up at you. And so if oil was to overflow, if that ever happened, the oil ends up in another container. It goes to the top, and there are holes along the inner perimeter on the top. And all these things have to be thought out. And one of the things I'm going to do in the infomercial, and your listeners can look forward to when they see it, is I'm going to show all the prototypes that I started with. And the product I started with has got to be three or four times the size of the product I ended up with. And that's the journey that I had to take. Every unique product is unique. And you can't, there is no general pattern that you can give to all your possible inventors out there that it holds for all of them. When you create a product, it has to have the mass appeal. It has to have the price structure that you can make a profit. You won't find me selling a product that's $19.95 or $29.95. My products have to sell in the hundreds because that's the only place where the profit margin is that allows you to deal with the cost of media. Now, there's a lot of direct response commercials out there, telebrands being one of the best for short form. A.J. Kubani, a very bright, very nice man, but he has products that are, they're short-lived. They make money for him, but they're only on for a short period of time, maybe 6 months, 9 months. The key is to have a product that stays on for 8 or 9 years. And so it has to be more substantial. And that's what I look for in trying to make the big bucks.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Ron, there's an inventor asking, no name.
Sure.
But an inventor is asking, is it, you've built a brand for yourself at this point. Is it difficult to build a brand in this day and age, or is it better to license a product?
You know, one is, they're both difficult. Let me explain. If you're going to build a brand, you can't build a brand with one product. And so, you know, I'm going to be 77 years old. I'm not 23 years old anymore. How many products did I have when I was 23? Certainly not the quantity that I ended up with at 77. You can build a brand over time, and people are kind of impatient. They want to move quickly and make their money. So building a brand is extremely difficult. It takes a lot of time and a lot of products. And those products have got to be successful. All of them have to be successful. Now, if you're going to license the product, then they're going to get the lion's share of the money, and you've lost control. And you only get a very small piece of the pie. And with accounting methods today, I have one suggestion is anytime you do a transaction on a licensing situation, always do based upon manufacturing, not sales. Manufacture. How many pieces are made? If you're going to get 50 cents or a dollar or $5, whatever that number is, base it on manufacturing. How many pieces the manufacturer makes, or no matter how many manufacturers they use, if they make it, whether they sell it or not, you get your money. That's the key. If you tie it into sales or anything else, you're going to get sidewashed.
Oh, that makes sense. An inventor is asking, Tom is asking, what steps do you follow to determine if a product has potential?
Well, you know, that's, you don't know that until you really test it. I think my fryer is innovative. By the way, if you put water in the machine instead of oil, it becomes a food steamer, and it'll do 15 pounds of frozen seafood in 22 minutes. King crab legs, big stuff and little stuff. It's a combination product. In any event, you've got to be very, very careful on who you give your product to. But deliver the promise. It's gotta solve a big problem. It's gotta be priced right where you can make money, and yet low enough in price that the masses will afford it. I'm thinking about selling this product. You know, you do a test also on the price you're going to use. You have a general range you think people will buy it for, but you still do some variety of testing, and if you have to make it super easy for the customer, instead of going for $160, you might consider 4 easy payments of $39.95 or 8 easy payments of $19.95. Make it extra easy for them. And so all of those things have to be taken into consideration if you're going to be successful with your product.
And over a period of time, you become experienced to have an idea of what works and what doesn't. I'm sure you've had your share of success stories and also some shares of other products that didn't do as well.
Well, I don't know about doing as well. Yes, I've had products that didn't do $1.4 billion.
That's what I meant, Ron.
But all my products, I've made some pretty good money on. Most of my sales, as I said earlier, range in the quarter of a billion to a half a billion on the products that are not as big as some of the bigger ones. And so, but you shouldn't be inventing a product. The trials and tribulations to make a product that's a big winner is you go through the same trials and tribulations on small products. So if you're going to spend the time and the money, go on the right road. Go for the big guy.
Well, that makes sense. And,
you know, I want to share something with you. I have
sure.
a friend of mine who has been in this, not in the infomercial or inventing business, but he just got into that just recently. And he said to me, Ron, I tested my product with my infomercial, and I didn't do so good. And I said, well, explain that to me. And he said, well, I made some money on some stations, and I broke even on some other stations, and then I lost money on a third of the stations. And I said to him, you got yourself a winner. He said, what do you mean? I said, look, this is what I do. When you buy media, and we're going to have to pick this up after the break.
Yeah, the punchline.
The punchline, right, after the break.
Okay. We'll be back with Ron Papil on Got Invention Radio. We're going to be talking about the final part of his story and also to find out some words of wisdom from him for inventors. So we'll be back with Ron Papil on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com. Stay tuned for segment four.
High cholesterol is a ticking time bomb. Statistically, you or a family member needs to lower their cholesterol today. Besides diet and exercise, the best answer is Carderol, an all-natural dietary supplement that combines 9 natural ingredients proven to lower cholesterol levels in just 30 days. Carderol is the complete solution. Visit Carderol.net to learn more and start your risk-free 30-day trial. Carderol is guaranteed to lower your cholesterol or your money back. That's Carderol.net, CARDIOL.net, CARDIOL.net.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's ADLILAW.com or call us at 213-623-6546.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.